You are now listening to the Beer Buzz Network.
Well, the time for Russian Imperial Stouts is now.
Dun, dun, dun.
Welcome to Beer Geek Radio. The Russian Imperial Stouts I'm referring to are the Stout Shakedown Tournament semifinals, and this is the last episode before the finals.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm your host. My name is Brad.
This is your co-host. My name is Steven.
This is your other co-host, Chris, a.k.a. Francisco Fuggles, a.k.a.
Coldplay.
Coldplay. Coldplay. Yeah, Coldplay. Yeah. And who do we got as a guest? Oh.
Ooh. Yeah.
I know that theme song. And if you do, you know it's Riggs. What's going on, man?
Yeah. Popping my pills, drinking my drink. This is Notorious. All right, double Jeezy. I feel like I'm going to do like my check 1-2-1-2 right here. About to start spinning some bars right now. For real, though.
So what? Radio DJ? What's your occupation, Riggs? Yeah. Where do you come from? What are you about?
I turn water into alcohol. I have the Alchemist blend, the styles. You know, that woo style of making water into alcohol, I guess.
Well. For the people out there that have no idea what just happened, our special guest today on the Stout Shakedown is Notorious Riggs.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Riggs, but for those of you who don't, Riggs, you work at Ohana?
I'm one half of the creative beer-making beast group that we have at Ohana Brewing Company in downtown L.A., 900058, nice. Zip code. And now... we're doing some stuff out there. Pretty local, hoppy IPAs, Belgians, and we have a barrel aged stout that's circulating the world right now.
Ooh, the world,
so, yeah,
the world.
The world as
it's on a world tour.
The world as SoCal.
So before, you know, aside from the Ohana, like, tell us a little bit about yourself personally, like in your beer drinking habits and your background.
So I've been a home brewer for a few years now, and I just got really all involved into it and wanted to pursue it as a career. So I did everything I could to make the beers good. You know, put a lot of effort and thoughts into my beers, and I am now a beer maker. So that's that part. My drinking styles are kind of like the Wu-Tang styles, are very cutthroat and very notorious with
nice.
It.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hip-hop inspired beer. I like that.
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
So you're here today to help us judge some Russian Imperial Stouts. I'm sure you're up for the task.
Yeah, I never heard of that beer before, but I'm up for a challenge. Yeah.
Well, by process of elimination, on Monday we saw Big Deluxe eliminate Stagecoach Stout from Figueroa Mountain. So that must mean we have Yeti and Stone Imperial Russian Stout today. I'm really thrilled. I think this is going to be a fun matchup.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a tough matchup.
Yeah, it is. Really is.
It's a very, really very similar
beers. Just like last week's.
And as we said, this is the last episode before we do the final. So which one of these beers will move on against Big Deluxe? We're here to find that out today. I'm ready for some beer. You guys ready for a break real quick?
Oh, I'm ready.
I'm ready too.
I'm ready for beer.
I don't know
about
beer.
The break, but yeah. I think that's an unfortunate byproduct.
Well, I know
byproduct.
The break means beer.
All right, well, we'll be back in just a second with myself, Steven, Chris, and Notorious Riggs with some Russian Imperial Stouts.
Notorious?
Out.
Cheers. And we're back with Russian Imperial Impossible to Distinguish the Different Stouts.
Yeah, yeah. We all knew going in that this is going to be a challenge.
It's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So we normally, as part of our tradition, we've outlined this several times. We'll do it again in case, once again, this is your first time listening, and if it is, shame on you.
Yeah.
But what we do is we don't taste the beers initially. What we do when we get in the room to get ourselves even more excited is we smell them.
We smell them.
I could have sworn I had the same glass or same beer in both glasses.
Oh, yeah.
I really do.
They're totally identical.
They're so intoxicating.
I swirled them around to get to see the color of the head.
Mm-hmm.
The head on A is a little darker, so... But smell
whatever
on it.
That means.
Yeah, the aroma's pretty sick on both of these. They smell like roast.
Like a pork roast? What are you talking about?
Butt. Like a butt. It's not like a butt. Not no shoulder. Just
a lot of roasted malt.
Smell the alcohol on a
dark chocolate. Are you getting a little fennel?
Yeah, fennel anise, all that. Not ass anise. Yeah, you get that kind of black licorice character. A lot of roasted grain coming through.
Riggs, are you excited about the idea of smelling an ass? Is that what I heard over there? Because that doesn't sound good.
Only one is clean.
Yeah, there you go.
Got to keep it clean, right?
But yeah. I guess I know we normally do this. We do A and then we do B. Mm-hmm. We've smelled both of them side by side. They smell identical. There's no reason not to do them both together.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, let's just pour it all.
I will say B smells a little sweeter than A.
A has a thick for those of you trying to follow along here. A does, as I mentioned, have a darker head. A also has a thicker head. The head on A is thicker. So
okay. Just totally dip my nose in
what that means, I don't know because I've never scientifically looked at like these beers together before. But the smell's good. As we said, roasted malts, dark chocolate, fennel,
they
anise.
They smell like Russians. I mean,
they smell like
you smell
in the sense
before?
Of a beer.
So you smell like grit and vodka?
Well,
and like a messed up accent?
Maybe?
No. No, it's no, they're definitely Russian Imperial Stouts. Well, of course they are. But no, they have their traditional aromas off of a Russian Imperial Stout. So
I would agree A's.
I don't want to wait anymore. So cheers. Yes.
Cheers. Right.
Digging into A's, Sláinte.
Cheers.
Yeah, it tastes like a Russian.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it does.
Very woody. I get a lot of wood character out of
very
it.
Very woody. It almost masks itself as a smokiness. Yeah. I got a slight smokiness, but it's just like a woody beer.
Oh, I like that. Smoke in there. That is good.
That's
the
a Russian.
Wood, for me, the wood that wood profile, that wood character, didn't kick in
it
until
helps.
Maybe about 3 or 4 seconds after it settled in my mouth. So it was like... I got the dark like roasted malt flavor, and then it just kind of hit me with that wood character.
Yeah,
it's a slight bit booziness, but as it dries up, it leaves like a slight film on my insides of my mouth.
It coats
it.
It
coats it. Yes.
Yeah, it lingers very
I think
much.
Woodiness
so.
Actually kind of helps mellow it out because when you think of Russians, you think of these big, strong, in-your-face beers, and I think that woody character that we're getting is helping mellow it a little bit and make it more accessible.
Yes, I would agree because it's you can tell it has a huge body and it has some alcohol, but it's not. I don't get an alcohol burn really per se, and it's not overwhelming in the alcohol department. But yeah, I think it's because it is balanced out by the woody character. For me, my palate's picking it up as a woody, even a slight smokiness. That could also be just roasty goodness.
And the mouthfeel is really nice. I don't want to say silky, but it's pretty, pretty soft.
It is nice. The mouthfeel is good.
It dries up pretty nice, too. Yeah. After the lingerness goes on, then it dries up really nice. And like kind of like Belgian dark chocolate in the finish.
Yeah.
Is good.
Yeah, I'm getting...
That's a very, very solid Russian Imperial Stout, I got to say.
Yeah, it's good chocolate character, real dark chocolate, nice woodiness, roastiness. I mean, just some... I mean, we've had both these beers in this tournament before, and I can say this definitively. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying this beer this time more than I did the last time, regardless of what it is.
Honestly, I was going to say, if this is one that we had on not last week but the week before, this is way better than I remember it being. Because we had Yeti, 2 weeks ago now?
No, actually,
Yeti
was...
The last episode.
The last episode. Well, no, the last quarterfinal episode was Yeti and North Coast. So that was on Friday.
Yeah. Okay.
Last Friday.
It was very underwhelming for me. So I mean, A might not even be that, but either way, whatever this is now, it's freaking good.
It is very good.
We were all very impressed with the Stone IRS when we had it.
We were.
Oh yeah.
We were.
That's why I'm kind of waiting to see what B tastes like to really.
And with that segue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know,
Speaking of which,
I would like to say also about the A. It's got a fair amount of hoppiness too for the style that I'm more than used to. It lingers on my tongue.
So you're picking up a hoppy bitterness.
It's a hoppy bitterness. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I didn't even look for that.
Yeah. No, it does. It does. Sip. It has like a dry bitterness to it. You're right. And if you hadn't said that, I probably wouldn't have pulled it out.
Okay, so on to B, on the smell, I'm getting more highlighted fennel and anise character. Yeah. Much more.
Now,
much
after drinking A, it really comes to the
much
forefront.
More. I thought I got that out of A's smell. I'm definitely getting it out of B.
Drop some knowledge right now. Okay, I know what the anise is, and I can pick that out, but what is fennel?
It's very similar. It's a very similar profile.
Oh, okay.
It kind of lends like a black licorice.
Okay. I thought that's what the anise is.
It is.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of one and the same. That's why people say fennel and anise.
Gotcha.
It's whenever I get that real black licorice-y woody character out of it, it's very dark flavors or aromas.
Gotcha. Okay.
Like strawberries, but like burnt to a rich roast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you get that.
I like that description.
All right.
Very
so
visual.
I'm getting that big on the smell.
Oh. Yeah, it's really coming through, which is leading me to believe I know what this beer is.
Agreed. I think I do.
Yeah, I think I know what this is.
It smells so good. I know you're not a big black licorice fan, Brad, but sitting on your nose?
I'm not a big black licorice fan, but when I have a stout that has, which is, I get it, because I love Russian Imperial Stout, so this is a very familiar aroma.
Mm-hmm.
In a beer, I'm cool with it. There's certain flavors and aromas that in a beer, in this particular setting, it works for me. There's others that don't. And it's the same thing we've talked about with other beers like sours, where people say, oh, like, this sour is funky and it tastes like feet. And I say, okay, well, do you like the smell of feet normally? And then,
right.
Absolutely not. That's disgusting.
Right.
But in a beer, it works. And I'm like, I don't get it, but you know what? Yeah. To each their own, I guess. But no, I really don't like black licorice. But in a Russian Imperial Stout, if it's an anise or even a fennel aroma or even a taste, it seems to meld nicely with the coffee or dark chocolate.
It's not the only flavor you're getting.
Right.
You're not just tasting licorice.
If Southern Tier,
it's a good addition to
if
what
Southern
you're
Tier
tasting.
Made a Blackwater Series Stout called Fennel. Oh. It would probably taste just like black licorice, and I would probably hate it.
True. But you would have to you'd have to give it up to them because they probably nail it exactly how they were trying to go.
Oh, absolutely.
For, you know?
That's the same reason why I nail Rogue. Rogue killed it with Voodoo Donut. That beer to me is absolutely awful, but it does taste like the flavors intended.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a problem giving them props or credit or anything like that. I'm okay with that. It's just in a Russian Imperial it works because it complements the other flavors.
Yep.
Gotcha. I mean, you can even take it to the IPA level where a lot of people say that they get like a cat piss smell out of IPAs, and that's a pleasant thing, supposedly.
Right, yeah. With Saisons, you get like a farmhouse-y or even people.
Straw.
The famous horse blanket. Horse blanket. We got a Saison lover. Riggs, Notorious Riggs, is a Saison lover. So
Saisons over the whatever. I like those Saisons.
So you hear horse blanket, you hear farmhouse, you hear funky, you hear barnyard.
A little tart on the nose.
So that's there's weird descriptors that are used. But with that being said, I want to drink B. So
yes.
All right, let's get
into the B. Cheers.
Very different than the first one.
It is.
And I could have swore that these were the same beer sitting down.
Well, when we first sat down and smelled them really quickly, the smell was almost the same.
Mm.
We didn't taste it, so I couldn't say that, but they looked almost identical.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we went back, we had A, we smelled it, we tasted it. Then when we smelled B, it was significantly different. Now the taste is different than I would have imagined.
Yeah.
Hugely different.
I get a lot of caramel specialty malt.
That one has heat on it, too. Yeah,
this one's less woody. This one seems like it's less woody, and it focuses more on the sweeter, like, roasted malts.
Yep.
I'm getting a little bit of chocolate.
Mm. The caramel, like Rick said.
Yeah, caramel
a
lot,
Molasses-y.
Molasses, but you can almost taste the grain in this beer. And I've said that once before in this tournament. You can almost taste the grain. It almost tastes like liquefied grain. Well, technically, that is what it is, but...
we know what you mean.
There's roasted barley in this beer?
No.
Not a chance.
You lie.
There might even be hops in there.
I mean, yeast.
Do you know what's funny? Compared to A, this has less hops. And if I think I know where this is coming from, I'm surprised because I would expect more hoppiness out of B. But
I think we're on the similar page.
Yeah.
I have no idea where Riggs is. Riggs looks like a wild card to me. But I know where I stand.
Riggs is a walking wild card.
It's a walking mess.
I didn't say mess.
A walking cold mess.
B to me is coming off a lot sweeter.
Yes, absolutely. B is playing right into, like, when you hear, like, if you're baseball reference, when the pitcher throws one right in your wheelhouse, yeah. mm-hmm. that's what B is for me.
For an IRS style?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I would say B is like, more to style. For. It's to the style, to the T for me.
Yeah.
It's what I'm looking for, what I gauge every other Russian Imperial Stout against. These are this is a textbook right here.
These are both but great bold, beers.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think I know which ones are which. Do you guys have an
I
idea?
Have, yes. I have
a very good idea.
And that's why I said A is surprisingly with the hoppiness.
That's why I said me and Riggs are on the same page because I have an idea.
Now. I get it now.
Yeah, yeah. Because I mean, if we are both thinking what B is, they're the ones normally known for aggressive, assertive hop addition. So,
yes.
Yeah. B to me is what I'm looking for because it is roasty. It does have. Some of those flavors or aromas that I look for in Russian Imperial, but it is just it's really sweet, rich, grainy, kind of like a dessert beer.
Mm. Right, right. It's definitely a sipping beer. It warms you up. I think B has a little bit more alcohol character coming through, yeah. where you get that actual warming sensation.
Definitely.
Yes, it's very warming.
Although A, like I could drink both these by a fire, but for different reasons.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm. Well, me being a stout lover, I could drink this in the dead of summer. I could.
Right.
I would.
But would you
I
want call to?
These my summer I would, beers. And I probably have.
Some barley ones are my summer beers.
So yeah, no, I absolutely would, I would. But I get what you're saying, though, because it is a warming winter style.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why all the best stouts come out this time of year. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I totally get where you're going with that, because I'm with you on that.
Something interesting, as I kind of tilt the glass and see the density of the beer, B is a lot lighter compared to A.
Really?
By a couple of notches.
You're talking about, like, SRMs?
SRMs is slightly lighter on B. Compared to your yellow, that's what shows up more. It's really interesting because
to be
big in all aspects.
Well, one thing I did say about A when I noticed when I swirled him is that the head on A was significantly darker.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think what you're saying is absolutely correct.
I mean, we are dealing with a Yeti against a gargoyle, though. So
yeah,
you know,
stronger.
Yeah,
a couple of mythical creatures for you.
Yeah,
some beasts. What are you talking about? The Yeti's real.
Well, so is the gargoyle.
Good point.
That's Bigfoot, bro. Not Sierra Nevada.
Have you guys gone back and forth at all yet? Are you
having
up different flavors?
I have.
I did, and I don't want to say anything that'll give my opinion away on what I'm liking more.
Just put it into regards of did you get any different tastes going back and forth?
I'm just going to say one is definitely outshining the other right now.
Okay,
but when it comes to getting more taste, no, I didn't. It didn't
not more
pull
taste, but maybe a different taste. Like you got something out of the beer that you didn't get before.
No, to me it didn't change it.
Okay,
to
fair
me,
enough.
To me, A is more chocolatey now.
More chocolatey. Interesting.
Oh, I have a winner. I do have a winner. Yeah. See, I'm not in the department that you're in, Stephen, where one just completely outshines the other. But I do have a winner.
I don't want to.
Coco Nib almost.
Yeah. I Maybe thought this. Let's just put it this way. I thought it was going to be harder than it is.
Oh yeah, I thought that these would be way more similar than there.
I thought it was going to be easier. But
I thought this was going to be a little harder. It's not that it's like it's not a breeze or a walk in the park for me.
Oh,
but
these are both fantastic for the.
Oh,
style.
Oh yeah, they really are
examples of the style.
We might need the tiebreaker.
Man, possibly.
Let's just go for it.
I know where I'm at. I have a winner. I have a prediction. So
yeah.
I thought I had a prediction.
Yeah, I've got a prediction. I don't necessarily have a winner.
I have no idea anymore.
Okay, well, it's about that time where we've got to start moving into that territory of picking a prediction and a winner. I've been there for about 2 or 3 minutes in terms of what I think is better. I've gone back and forth several times. I've rinsed the palate. I've not rinsed the palate. Mm-hmm. So I'm good. I know where I'm at. So if we have to come up with a tiebreaker, it hasn't happened yet, so... You guys have predictions?
I think I'm there. I definitely have a prediction, but I think I'm leaning more toward a winner now.
Okay, so what's your prediction, Chris?
Oh, I think A is Yeti and B is Stone.
I absolutely agree with you. What about you, Riggs?
One cosine 100.
Okay, cosine 100. What about you, Steven?
Right now I don't know, but if you were to ask me a couple minutes ago, I would have said the exact opposite.
Okay. All right.
Drink up.
So how? Okay, I have a winner. Steven, do you have a winner?
I just got one.
Okay, Chris has a winner.
Yeah,
Riggs has a winner. Now we're picking the finalist here. So yeah, this is pretty significant.
Now, make sure you put the right letter in there, right?
Yeah, screw you.
Double check.
I just looked at mine again, too.
One comes before the other, remember that.
No, really.
I'm really interested to see the results here, because...
I hope I picked the right one.
We were all talking...
I don't know if... Which one,
really?
I'm not sure if I know exactly which one I liked more. I'm pretty confident with the one I picked.
And we still don't have to use a tiebreaker.
Wow, really?
I figured.
Unanimous. Once again, though, it's not unanimous.
Oh. Okay. All right. Are you sure?
I picked C.
I picked 23.
Yes. There you go. There's one A on the board and three Bs. Well, I'm the tiebreaker, or I'm the one in the minority this time.
So you picked A.
I picked A.
Okay. Well,
I kind of figured you were going that way.
I liked A better. I really did.
A was solid on in the four, like the flavors with the foreground, but the flavor that it ended on, I was not digging it.
To me personally, it's as simple as this. For me, B was a sweeter and more pleasant beer.
Yeah, sure. I'll make it easier.
And Riggs is mixing the two.
Yeah, B yeah. Style.
He's getting the best of both worlds.
B was just a sweeter, more enjoyable, palatable beer for me, so I liked it more. They were both stellar. Mm. I really dig both of them. I've had them both many times. I will have them both many times in the future. I'm ready for to find out exactly who is going to go against Big Deluxe in the finals.
Wow. That's gonna be interesting.
After having both these beers, I can say it's going to be an actual, very worthy matchup.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh. It's going to be fun.
Oh, yes. I'm ready. Miss Stephanie, show us the way.
Ah,
yep. Oh, yep. You guys were right.
A is Yeti, and Stone is the winner. IRS is going against the final, or going against Big Deluxe in the final. So the finals are Rituals, Big Deluxe against Stone Imperial Russian Stout.
All claps.
This is... any other of those oatmeal stouts, I would say, you know what? They're great, but will they stand up? I think we have a final that's going to be very worthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad that we have Ritual in there. And
I am too.
We kind of went out of our way to put it in there. But
yeah, well, not necessarily. We did. A lot of people are going to think we did. It's a very local brewery. Right. It's very accessible for us.
That was the wrong choice of words. It wasn't out of our way. It was very accessible for us.
Right.
And it's a local brewery, and it's a fantastic beer that we know is fantastic, but not a lot of people have probably heard of.
And a lot of people are going to hear this and say, oh, well, they're close to you, so that's why you put them in there, the same reason why you put Hanger in there. And you know what? If you haven't had Rituals Big Deluxe, then... Shut your mouth.
Exactly.
Get some.
Shut your mouth, because I'm telling you right now, Rituals Big Deluxe is that good.
Yes. It's legit.
Oh,
it's
capital legit, yes.
Cat's meow.
It's cat's the meow. Bee's knees.
Pew, pew, pew.
The bell of the ball.
Well, we have our finals, and this is exciting and bittersweet, because this means the tournament is coming to an end. But I'm stoked to do the Stone IRS against the Big Deluxe. I think that's an awesome matchup.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a great matchup, I believe.
That's like the quintessential Russian Imperial going against our hometown favorite.
Yep. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And they're both local breweries.
Yeah, well, yeah, Stone's local. It's 2 hours away, but it's local.
It's local. Yeah, In terms of grand scheme of things, it's local. So I'm stoked. I can't wait. I've had a blast so far. This tournament has been a lot of fun. There's been some wild cards, some unpredictability, some fun guests.
Yep. We got Riggs. A wild card in Living Flesh.
We had, we had Roxy on Monday. You know, we had Chris Freeburn. Just Freeburn. We had my buddy Travis. It's been a lot of fun all the way around. So I'm stoked to go on to the finals. So
Jason Torres.
And
can't
Jason
forget
Torres.
Jason.
I'm trying to forget Jason Torres. I just can't.
He's very forgettable?
No, not at all.
He's
a character.
He's a character.
Jason was cool.
We're moving on to the finals next week, and I want to thank you, Riggs, for being here. It's been been a privilege to drink a beer with you.
It's been a pleasure for being here with you guys. Thanks for the invite, you know. And
you got it.
You guys are awesome. You guys are doing good stuff out here, and appreciate what you guys do for the beer community. And this is awesome, man. If you guys don't believe that these guys are blind tasting, then you know what? Yeah, think about it again.
You've got an open invite to come sit.
Oh, yeah. They can come in.
Yep. And anybody's will invite you. We do with every other guest. We provide you beer. We treat you well. It's a comfortable environment. Come prove us wrong.
Come out, because I love watching people put you know, feet in their mouth.
Yeah.
Just have to give out massages at the end of the show.
Yeah.
My hands are cramped up already.
Well, for Beer Geek Radio, I want, like I said, lastly, I want to thank Riggs. My name's Brad. I'm your host.
And this is Steven.
This is your co-host, Chris. And be on the lookout for an announcement regarding our final episode, because we got something special in the works for you.
I just want to plug out Ohana Brewing Company in downtown LA. Get some.
The scandalous California.
California.
And that was notorious.
Notorious. All right, you guys have a good week, and we'll see you guys for the finals. Cheers. Look out for an announcement, as Chris said.
Cheers.